So this one, this questionnaire claims that I'm right about religion, Keynes, socialism, and money. Well, that's good. But then he says that I'm wrong about Ayn Rand and free markets. Well, that's not good. And this is the example he gives, which is somewhat ridiculous. But he says, what happens if 100 people in a free market compete with each other in the long run? 99 will go bankrupt and one will gain a monopoly. That's just nonsense. It's nonsense. It's untrue. In a free market, there is a division of labor. Why would 100 people be competing about the same thing? They'd be, you know, developing their own skills and then trading for stuff. There's absolutely no example in the history of free markets to suggest that free markets lead to monopolies. There are plenty of examples that suggest exactly the opposite. A monopoly cannot exist in a free market. I've said this in previous podcasts. A monopoly cannot exist in a free market. There is always competition. Those 99 people, you've been so good at this, you dominate the market. Those 99 people could still compete with you. If you raise your prices, if your quality goes down, if you do anything to upset your customers, you will find there is competition. There's just no examples of this. And theoretically, in terms of economic theory, this just doesn't work. It doesn't justify itself. There are always alternative products. There's no product where you can control it and people don't have alternatives to that product. There are no examples in history. You know, if you don't want to use one form of fuel, you can use alternative forms of fuel. They always exist. There's always going to be competition for it. So there's no basis for this example. This example is completely random. It's based on a false theory of economics. It's based on a false theory of what a monopoly is. The only monopolies that have existed in history, the only monopolies that are sustainable, are those granted by government. But government cannot grant monopolies in a free market.